AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
80 News, I'm Tim McGuire. The owner of Club Q, where five people were killed and 18 others were injured late Saturday night in Colorado Springs, Colorado, tells KRDO-TV.
Giving people a sense of home, a sense of safeness, a sense of ability to come out, to be themselves, to not be harassed by others and be able to find their gender, find their sexuality without the judgment of others.
22-year-old Anderson Lee Aldrich faces five murder charges and five charges of committing a bias-motivated crime causing bodily injury in the attack. Questions have been raised about why the state's red flag laws weren't used by authorities a year ago when his mother reported he threatened her with a homemade bomb and held police at bay before surrendering during a standoff. There's no public record. Prosecutors ever moved forward with charges from that incident. One person is dead, 16 others hurt when an SUV crashed through the front window of an Apple store in Hingham, Massachusetts, southeast of Boston. Plymouth District Attorney Tim Cruz.
This morning was an unthinkable morning, and people are trying to get through it and process what happened.
The person killed has been identified as a 65-year-old man from New Jersey. Cruz didn't say whether the driver would face charges as a criminal investigation is being conducted. A former Homeland Security special agent is sentenced to 10 years in federal prison. Felix Cisneros was found guilty of taking bribes of cash, checks, private jet travel, luxury hotel stays, meals, and other items that totaled $100,000 from an organized crime figure. In return, Cisneros accessed restricted government databases to provide the crime figure with information about investigations. Prosecutors in the Trump Organization's criminal tax fraud trial rested their case today, earlier than expected. This is AP News. The nation.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life, filled with dance, art, music, and knowledge. They dream of a brighter future with enough nutritious food to eat, a chance to learn and grow, to get an education, escape poverty, and do incredible things. Today, thanks to Children International and friends like you, such dreams are coming true. Together, we give children a chance to set their sights high and succeed in school and in life by ensuring that they have access to healthcare, education, life skills, and so much more so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today. Together, we can help end poverty for good.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Dana Perry. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Women get a lot of advice about self-care these days, but one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnier with your headlines. The head of the Wisconsin DNR, Preston Cole, is retiring after 4 years in the role. He was appointed by Governor Tony Evers after serving 11 years on the Natural Resources Board, with two of those years as the chair. During his time as head of the Wisconsin DNR, Cole focused on efforts to bring back science to the agency, ensuring Wisconsinites have cleaner, safer water, tackling climate change head-on, and continuing to support the state park system and outdoor recreational economies. Governor Evers praising Cole's leadership with the DNR and wishing him well in retirement. A spokesperson for the governor telling AP News a replacement will be named as soon as possible. The Packers are off until Sunday night when they take on the Eagles on the road, kickoff at 7:20. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
For them, and we never will. I'm Rick Smith, and I work for you. Join us daily at TheRickSmithShow.com and download the podcast and never miss a minute.
It's time for The Rick Smith Show. Now, here is the voice of the working class, Rick Smith.
And welcome, brothers, sisters, working class heroes. This is the Rick Smith Show. Thanks so much for being here. Today on the big program, lots to get to. Lots to talk about. The presidential race for 2024 heating up. Yes, you had the Donald who jumped in. And as I said before, not quite sure, other than, you know, thinking some bizarre idea that going to save him from an indictment, which all experts seem to think within the next 3 months going to see possibly an indictment. I'm still looking at Fulton County, Georgia. But hey, Kanye, Yee is running for president. He says 2024 going to be the year of the Yee. Yee. Oh boy, I can't wait to get that bumper sticker. Yee. And I'm waiting for that part of it. The yee. Ha. Yeah. Fun. And it's going to be that kind of an election season. I'm telling you, it's going to get fun early. And I came across this quote from one of the Trump campaign strategists. Someone who is not going to leave their name. Anonymous sources. He said of the Trump campaign, we have at least 30% of the Republican primary electorate that will do anything to support the president. And the value of their vote becomes proportionally higher if a bunch of others pile in the race and dilute the non-Trump vote and divide it up between them. And that is common sense. Didn't need an anonymous source to come up with that. Don't need to be a genius. Don't need to break out the crystal ball. Don't need to be clairvoyant. None of that. That's just common sense. The more kooks you get into the race, the less crazy your kook sounds and becomes. And this is what the Republican field is going to be. Oh, the fun. Get ready for the clown show. It is going to be, and I'm looking at this in a very positive light. The clown show is going to be entertainment-based. Because I think this last election showed me, and fortunately so, that we do care about democracy. That we do as a people, or at least the majority of us, even if it's a simple majority, we still believe in democracy. And all of the clowns who don't, we're going to hopefully vote against. I now see that Nikki Haley may